Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. How we doing, B?
I am good, brother. What's happening with you?
I'm good, man. Got a good night's sleep. Watched Paul Skeens pitch last night. Watched James Wood just be a pro, be an extremely young kid that is just has a mental capacity for baseball.
He can mash it.
And B, Nat's got a bullpen problem, man.
You just figuring it out?
I mean, hell, we're only 17.
They've
games.
Had a
you don't want to in baseball. You don't want to pronounce something too early.
You don't want to pronounce it too
That's
early.
That's a problem.
They've had a bullpen problem for years, and we saw early on in the season that you could have your pitcher can go in and do some things, but once he leaves, all hell breaks loose.
it's trouble, dude.
Yeah.
Also, I got some beef with Pittsburgh, I've decided. I don't know how you feel about this. They got this kid, Skeens, who's outrageous. He's like a Cy Young type player.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that ballpark last night?
It was empty?
It was empty. I get the Pirates stink and have stunk for a long time.
Hey.
But, dude, you got to show up when you got your stud on the mound.
I know we say that, Jay, all the time.
We used to go, when the Nats stunk, but Strasburg was pitching, that joint would fill up. I'm not saying packed, but still, like, you got to get to 70%.
It was relatively new still at a point. The Pirates been sucking for a long time.
Right, but this kid's only pitched for half a season. He just came up last year.
I know that, but listen, man, I understand the mindset. But I'll be honest with you. People always talking about building, they will come. No. If you win, they'll come. You're not winning. People don't normally just lose their mind and come to you.
I don't know. If Skeens comes to D.C., I'm going. That's a drop everything.
And you have a different way of looking at it.
I love
A lot of these people are going to let you know, man, people stop going to Washington games because of the owner, not the players.
Yeah.
And even when you have put people on the team, they didn't show up. And right now, maybe the Pirates ownership maybe getting the same type of respect.
You might be right about that.
That's where it comes from. It's not the player per se.
I thought it was a disappointing crowd. Maybe it was cold up there. I don't know. That Nats bullpen. I don't know. I mean, I know you know him well, but I don't know how often you listen to Kornheiser's podcast, but he, for many years, has had trouble with the Nats bullpen, and I can only imagine how this summer is going to go for Mr. Tony.
It's not going to go well. but that's the thing I'm saying now. We've had starting pitching out the yin-yang. We've had bats.
Not for a while, though.
When?
In Washington.
Starting pitching?
Like, that's how they built it.
But they built it like that. But I'm
they've
saying,
torn
but
this
still,
thing down now
even
for
when
five
they
years.
Had the starting pitching, they never had good bullpen. They had two people, Doolittle and what was that person? Two guys that came through here that were good. Other than that, they haven't done it. You got to find some level of it.
Who was it when it was Storen? Clippard and Storen? Clippard was your eighth inning guy? They called it like Clip Save Store or something. Mm-hmm. Remember Clipper wore those glasses? Those like Rec Specs joints? Mm-hmm. Last night was also this realization, this kind of kick in the ass that we've hit the all there is to watch is baseball part of the calendar. Now there's more, right? Like we got the play-in game tonight, which I mean, the Western Conference game actually intrigues me. I'm just not going to stay up that late. NBA playoffs will be dope. NHL playoffs will be dope. But we're getting close to the real summer, and I'm not necessarily thrilled about it. I wish they had TGL still.
Know what you do?
TGL's my jam.
What you do is wait till it comes. Because if you talk about it now and then it comes, it's going to be a long time.
Okay, but B.
I got draft next week.
It came last night. There was nothing to watch.
I got the draft next week.
I'm in full draft mode. Jordan Reed from ESPN is going to join us in about 20 minutes. We're going to talk all about the draft. I have like consumed every piece of Masters Rory McIlroy content possible. I do have a little announcement for the boys here. My boy, our friend Danny Frank, sent me cookies from Augusta. These are authentic Masters cookies. We can try them. Now, these were purchased Sunday, and it's Tuesday. So let me know.
Cookies can last for 2 days.
I think cookies are good.
Cookies can go for 2 days. But,
Jeffrey, you want one?
It was some type of egg, something.
Got you.
Other stuff.
Yeah, cookies last. There's no shelf time on that, except for after like 3 weeks.
All right, well, come get one then. Whenever you're ready. Oh, they smell good. You smell those, B?
Mm-mm. What kind is it?
Looks like standard chocolate chip.
Nah, I got it.
Another one kind of. Oh, there's a macadamia nut. I know you like that kind. Here. All right, maybe B leads off the taste test.
Hell yeah, I mean, good.
One vote, good. There you have it. So there was a chance last night the Caps would know who they were playing. Now, I'm getting my information from Wino's Twitter feed, so we're clear. If Montreal had won last night, then it was a lock. The Caps were playing Montreal in the first round of the playoffs. Montreal, though, lost at home to Chicago, who sucks, in a shootout. So that's a kind of a bad loss. And I think that keeps open the door for the Blue Jackets to catch them. Although that really doesn't. I guess the Blue Jackets have 2 games left. They are 4 points back. Montreal plays again, I guess. Montreal's finishes tomorrow night. So when is that? Thursday night. At home against Raleigh. Columbus.
Wednesday night.
What day is today?
Tuesday.
Okay. Wednesday night. Thank you. Columbus has 2 games left. I don't know where they are. Do you care at all? Washington just had a back-to-back with Columbus, and they kicked their ass.
Yeah.
The total combined score in the 2 games was 11-1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of that was the third-string goalie played one of those games.
Tonight against the Flyers.
Tonight against the Flyers and then Thursday against the Islanders. Do you have a dog in the fight between Columbus and Montreal who you'd like them to play?
Nope. My mindset, if you got to win it, you got to beat the people who shows up. If you're going to win it all, you got to end up facing those good teams anyway.
Yeah, I would rather... For me, you're correct, right? Caps play tonight, 7:30 against the Islanders. They could really use to look good. They could really use it. But if Montreal's going to kind of lose their way in, I think I'd rather get that team. But people in Montreal are probably like, yo, the Caps are kind of losing their way in right now. I think everything else, though, is set. It's going to be Leafs, Senators, Lightning, Panthers, Hurricanes, Devils, and then Caps, either Montreal or Columbus. That'll get the people all fired up. The play-in game is tonight. Yeah. How much NBA play-in game will you watch, B?
I'll put it on. I'll watch it some. If it gets interesting, I'll stay up. And playoff basketball is interesting to me. But if it's boring, I will go to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, see, the problem is, I understand it. I'm aware of geography and time zones. Like, I get it. Hawks magic is such a zero for me because it's not even like a real series or something. You know what I mean? Like, this is just the play-in nonsense.
Yeah, but I mean, just I look, man, this time of the year, they go for it. And that's what I like to see in sports. I like to see people go for it. I don't like to see people half-assing and just going through the motions. Right now, and the Hawks, and the Hawks and the Magic, they both have some. They got players. They go for it. So
can you do me a favor?
I can't wait to see it.
Name me some Hawks players.
What's the what's
Trae Young? Is he still there? Or did he get traded? He's still there, right?
I like him because he's cold.
I turn on
their basketball games and I watch and I see some excitement. Neil goes to the Orlando Magic game. You're always talking
so
about.
So I know Paolo's
so
on
I
the
tune,
Magic.
I tune into them sometimes to check them out. But I don't like watching any basketball, even the people I know. I do, but I don't say, oh, I have to if LeBron is playing. I don't have to if Steph is playing anymore. You know why? Because everybody goes through the motions during the regular season.
All right, I'm hyping you up here. So the dude many people thought the Wiz were going to draft last year with the second pick that went first, the dude Risache,
yeah,
the French dude, which of these two teams do you think he's on? I only found this out moments ago.
Magic.
Hawks. So that's a dude worth interest. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who had some really good playoff games
good years before.
For that Nuggets team when they went on their run. He's on the Magic. I'm not going to watch a second of that game unless, I don't know. There's baseball on for me to watch tonight, right? Yeah. I'm watching Jake Irvin pitch tonight. But I would love to watch Warriors-Grizzlies.
Too late.
On a 10, dog.
Mm-hmm.
10 is late.
But you do have Steph and what's it called?
Ja Morant.
Yeah.
So they
if he don't do any more crazy stuff.
You like to think he can get from. Now, this game is in San Fran. So it is currently 7:15 in the morning in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Do you think Ja Morant can contain himself from 7:15 a.m. to 7 p.m. so he can play in this bowl
game? He hit a three-pointer, then all of a sudden all hell breaks loose again.
Yo, when he did the grenade thing the other day, he tried to act like he was. He said he was like, oh, I was just throwing my words. I was like, what? Dude, just stop doing that stuff. They're clearly watching you like a hawk.
But the whole thing about it, though, listen, man, it gets to a point where if other players are doing something you don't do anything about, you can't just focus on one guy. You know? And if he's throwing a grenade, what are they saying he's really doing right here? What's the reason that he can't do that? Is that being violent?
I think so.
Huh? Bruh. Ain't no average person walking down the street throwing grenades.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know.
Listen, man, but as I said many a time, once you become a person who's been involved with stuff, then you don't have the same rights as everybody else. He has to understand that. It was a gun thing because he had the guns. So if anything else other than the gun, I don't think you should just mess with him about everything. Then. If you come out and you do a bow and arrow, that'd be too bad.
One of the bow and arrow thing, I think, is unbelievably soft or like whatever the term is for overdoing it.
Mm-hmm.
The bow and arrow thing is overdoing.
But I'm saying, if he were to do something like that, it's like, listen, man, it gets to the point where they go overboard in what they do. And I understand you got the right. You're a private entity, you can do what you want to do. But a lot of stuff goes on that may not be cool, and they don't say anything to the other players. But I still want to see. I'm going to try and look at it. I probably will not watch the whole thing because, you know, I start getting heavy around that time.
I got no shot. Will any of you boys in the aquarium make it to 10 to watch Warriors-Grizzlies? Jeffrey, maybe?
Yeah, I need a new John Morant celebration.
As like a young dude, what do you think of them always going after him for everything he does? He does some dumb stuff.
He brought it on himself.
Some of it is very deserved.
He brought it on himself, JP. We all know about the Gilbert Arenas situation and the bringing guns. Bro, Ja, you got caught with a gun on live. You wasn't supposed to have it in that place. All right, so now you got a target on your back. Remember when Gilbert, after he bought the guns in the room and then he did the little celebration, he got in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not nothing new. Ja, You got to relax, bro. You a face. You're a role model. You got in trouble for it. They're going. The kids watch you. They're going to
be on
your back.
And all your boys that keep telling you, hey, man, don't worry about them. They're not making nothing. You taking care of them.
Yeah.
Okay? You better learn, dude. But the whole thing, listen, I just think that they stretch it, but hell, if he hadn't done all the stuff he's done, they wouldn't be doing it.
It's, I don't know. I wouldn't mind watching that game. I don't know that I will. It's a tricky time on our calendar. I think of DC sports fans, I think the Caps playoff chase is probably the top. But I think for the next 10 days, it's going to be NFL draft.
Yeah.
I think the draft is a little diminished. Not diminished, but like there's less focus on it because they have the 29th pick. It's just really hard to try to figure out what you're going to get with the 29th
pick. It's not less focus on it. I mean, we may not discuss it more because we've always looked for the top 10 pick, but the draft is still getting its love and its luster.
Sure.
Everything I turn on, everything you pass by, you mention draft, your phone starts just dropping your stuff.
But it's not about what is Washington doing at 29. It's about Shador,
it's always
what are the Giants going to do.
That gets the most love. What you're doing at the top, quarterbacks and things like that. But the teams that become good and keep being good, you start watching what they're doing closely because then that's how you build your team to be long sustained. We had no choice but to be happy about the draft most times for the last 20 plus years. We passed that now.
Dude, for a lot of the last few years, we were talking about the draft by Halloween, by Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So it's so refreshing. I think for me, more and more, it's interesting if you had to come up with one priority for Washington at 29, what is it?
I don't think they have a priority. I think, as I said earlier, and I still stick by this, I think what they've done was masterful throughout the offseason to where when that pick comes, they get to pick the best player available. I don't think you have to go to a certain position.
I think I'm with you at BPA. My priority, I guess, is I want them to trade back. Ideally, you acquire as much.
But you can say they want them to trade back. What if the draft begins to fluctuate and somebody that you saw way up falls into your lap? Why trade back at that moment? You take the guy. So they have the right at them. They are put themselves in a position where they may do just what you want. Or they may just pick somebody. Or, you know, somebody may call them and say, hey, we need that pick. And then offer them and then they can't turn it down. They put themselves in a great position. We haven't seen that very often.
Yeah, they stunk.
We were in a great position to get some good players. And we didn't make it. We got to a point where we were kind of like the Wizards were back in the day, the Bullets. The tallest and the shortest person in the NBA. When we got to the point where, oh, we got all these first-round defensive linemen. Didn't play like it.
I mean, my whole thing is,
I don't want to be some type of little meme or a little saying or a quote. I want to be a damn good football team. And you build that by getting players. I don't care if it's a 29th pick. I don't care if it's the sixth round. You know, you can find the good players in any one of them and make your team better.
That's the plan, man.
That's what I want to see.
Here's what I want to see. Jordan Reed's going to join us next. Barstool Nate at 11. We are up on the stream if anybody wants to join us. The Mystics made a whole bunch of picks last night. Kareem Copeland for our official WNBA draft recap joining us at 1 o'clock. The Mystics drafted three women in the top six picks. What they're going to need to do is buy a house. You're coming to D.C., and there's only one person to get that done. His name is John Leahy.
Well, just like Sergio and Margaret, they were looking for a home in an Annapolis neighborhood, which they specifically wanted to target. After John Leahy and the Fine Living Group showed them a property they loved, the listing agent let them know he already had two offers in hand. As John and his team began strategizing, three more offers were presented. Still, the Fine Living Group told them not to worry. After working on a few tweaks in regard to Margaret and Sergio's offer, The next day, they were told their bid was the one being chosen by the seller over all five others. Perhaps even more impressive, it was under contract in only 5 days. Do you need mortgage pre-approval? You can get the ball rolling at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Listen, so many people work with John that they know that the people he brings are going to be people that they can trust him, and they know they have all the financing in place. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
John was actually in here with us yesterday. It was just great to hang out and see him for a few minutes. I asked how everything is going. He's like, man, we stay so busy. And he stays so busy because they have buyers in waiting. I know some houses you're driving around right now, they might be sitting a little longer than we've grown accustomed to over the last couple of years. That is not the case with John, man. He's got 10,000 buyers ready to rock, pre-approved money, mortgage letters in hand. That's what you want. Telling you, call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Art Pack.
Maybe I'm going back.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Very excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and talk to our friend, Mr. Jordan Reed. JR, what's up, dude? How you been?
What's going on, guys? It's always a pleasure.
I imagine you are working crazy right now, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going through my 7-round mock draft, trying to knock that out and finish up my final rankings, man. So it's fun times.
When does the 7-round drop?
April 21st.
Oh, wow. Okay. Awesome.
Monday.
So, dude, let's start at the top. It seems like it's Cam Ward, and then the big question is Shador. It seems like it's Ward, Carter, Hunter in some capacity, and then Shador floating around out there. What do you think happens?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the top, I think it's a foregone conclusion, excuse me, as far as Cam Ward going number one overall to Tennessee just because of the need that they have at quarterback. I don't think they want to go into another year with Will Levis, and then it gets really interesting after that with Cleveland and the Giants. If they're just sticking to their board and taking the best players available, I think it will be Hunter and Carter in some way or fashion, some order, and then after that, that's where things get really interesting as far as where Shador could end up going, especially if the Raiders or the Saints don't take a quarterback at 6 or 9. Really the only other obvious spot to me to where he could match is 21 at Pittsburgh. So it gets really interesting, not just from a quarterback perspective, but with the lack of marquee talent at the top of this year's draft, unlike what we saw in last year's draft. I think we're going to hear a lot of surprise names in round one.
Yeah, it's funny because I think the draft is like strong, especially at certain positions, but not really top heavy and not quarterback driven like so many are. And because of that, I feel like when we get to, you know, next Thursday night, there's going to be what seems like a lot of big surprises.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what happens when it's not really a quarterback driven draft, especially like what we saw last year. We had 6 guys go inside of the top 12. This draft class is very different. There's a lot of mix and match as far as where the strengths are in this year's position. And then the lack of marquee talent at the top of the draft is going to make for a lot of fun surprises.
Well, like the draft, the quarterback position always pushes it. But the more people get very good quarterbacks, well, let's say we have 24 great quarterbacks in the draft 1 year, 26 you know, already in the league. Are they going to ever start looking at other positions? Because the quarterback can't win by himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think a receiver has already become a premium position. In my honest opinion, I think receiver and defensive tackle over the past decade or so, those positions have really become at the forefront, what I call the magical four of those premium spots, mm-hmm. receiver, offensive tackle, corner, and then defensive end. Historically, those have been your four premium positions, but now defensive tackle as well as receiver have really become premium positions. That's why we're seeing these guys go so early. And it's very rare to see those guys at those positions really hit the open market, especially receiver and defensive tackle as well. So I think you're right, B. Mitch, as far as some of these other positions being prioritized, especially when we're talking about surrounding the quarterback. And for Washington's sake, they have to figure out a way to maximize Jaden Daniels just because he's not going to be cheap forever, especially if he's playing the way that he played during his rookie season. So I think they've done a good job of trying to maximize that window already, bringing in Laramie Tunsil, Deebo Samuel, and then some of the other additions that they have made this offseason.
So how do they maximize them in the draft? What is kind of the next step? It's 29th pick. It's hard to know what you're going to do, but what are you projecting?
The great thing for them is that they really can just really sit and wait and allow the board to fall to them, similar to what they did last year, and really just take the best player available. I don't think they need to be locked into one position, honestly, whether it's offense or defense. I think they're clear. They have a clear need at edge rusher. But then also, I would like to see them add another receiver as well. And, you know, it's not a great draft for wide receivers, but I think that really works in Washington's favor just because in previous seasons or previous years, we've seen multiple guys go inside of the top 15. But this year, we can get maybe one or two receivers go inside the top 15. So there's going to be a lot of guys on the board at the back end of the first round if Washington does want to go wide receiver, but also running back. I think running back is another area where they could look to address early as well.
Specifically, you talking Hampton there? Like, who would be there at 29?
I mean, if Hampton gets past Denver or the Chargers, depending on how they feel about Najee Harris long term, I could see it if he's there at 29. But also, one I've been talking about is Travion Henderson at number 29 overall. If they do want to take a running back, I just think he fits everything that Cliff wants. and a running back. And I just think they need somebody that can be that explosive option for them, especially with B-Rob and then also Eckler entering the final season of their contract. So if they're looking for that explosive guy, somebody that's awesome in pass protection as well, I really think that's a differentiator for him in this year's class, as far as like how his skill set is a little bit different from some of the other guys at the top and even guys that are in a tier below him as well. Travion is going to be able to play really early just because he can really contribute in so many different areas.
We're talking with our friend Jordan Reed from ESPN here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, you can follow Jordan at Jordan_Reed, R-E-I-D. He's got his 7-round mock draft coming out on April 21st on ESPN. A ton of other draft content on ESPN.com. Dude, how likely do you think it is Washington trades out of that 29th pick?
It's really hard to say this year, honestly, JP, just because I don't think there's going to be a lot of teams really scrambling to move up the board this year unless somebody just absolutely tumbles. And, you know, I've been discussing this with my colleagues and telling everybody as well, the same player that you pick at 10 is going to be the same quality of player that you get really at 45 or 50 in this year's draft. It's just the quality of player is really the same. It's not like I hate keep bringing up last year's class, but we knew there was so much superstar talent at the front end of last year's class, and this class just really isn't like that. So if you're looking to build out your roster, this really is the class for that. So the tricky part for Washington is I don't know if anybody's going to be scrambling to move up to 29 for them to have the opportunity to even trade back.
I think you look at it, though, the quarterback always pushes. You got one quarterback in the draft and some others. I don't know many people are going to be moving that far up to get done these quarterbacks and giving you a great haul to get them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's why you're hoping if you're Washington, you're crossing your fingers that somebody has a low first round grade on Jackson Dart or, you know, Tyler Shuck or even somebody like that, one of those quarterbacks, or even Milrow, who's getting some late first round, early second round buzz. So somebody wants to come back into the first round, like Cleveland and then also the Giants, your top two picks at the top of the second round. If one of those teams want to come up to get one of those guys, at the back end of the second round, the back end of the first round, that's what you're crossing your fingers for if you're Washington.
Do you think there's any way Shador, like, how far could he really slip?
I don't see him slipping past Pittsburgh, honestly. Okay. I honestly would be shocked by that if he ends up making it that far. But I think the wild card of it all is New Orleans at 9. I think it gets really interesting if he makes it past New Orleans at 9, just because until you get to that 21st spot with Pittsburgh, there really isn't a match for him as far as the team selecting him. So somebody could look to move up ahead of Pittsburgh, whether it's, you know, the Giants or Cleveland, like I mentioned, if it does go Carter and Hunter at 2 and 3. So that 9th spot is something I'm really going to be looking to see if he does make it past that, because it gets really interesting if he gets past the Saints.
It's kind of interesting in a way. It reminds me a little bit of the Dwayne Haskins draft when Washington took him, but if Washington hadn't, there were real questions about, like, where he might go later because there just weren't quarterback-needy teams. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, that went a different direction. Honestly, even with Dwayne, though, like, there were some pretty split opinions on his to me, Shador's tape should matter more, and it seems like it doesn't, which kind of surprises me. when he played football, he was very good at it. And I know maybe it's not the strongest arm, but it just seems like the Sanders family circus is impacting that perhaps more than it should.
Yeah, and I mean, like I tell everybody, you can't have preconceived notions when you're grading a prospect.
Right.
Let's just grade the player on the field. And if we're just grading the player on the field, I definitely think Shador is a first-round worthy prospect. But when you're talking about taking a quarterback top 5, you want them to have that upper echelon, those upper echelon tools. Those are where teams really chase those tools inside of the top 5, and there's just really split opinions about that. But, I mean, the accuracy, the ball placement, the poise, he has plenty of translatable traits to be a productive starter on the next level. It's just a matter of how high you view his ceiling as being on the next level.
Yeah, I get all that. I mean, I wonder about him throwing quick outs against pro corners. That's my question for that arm strength. But beyond Shador and whatever happens, that's going to be fascinating to watch. And you got Dion tweeting at the Saints and stuff. it's just crazy. But for Washington, I'm with you I think a lot of fans would like to see a couple of home run hitters, like whether it's just true speed, athletic guys at the running back position, the wideout position, either or. I think by losing Deami Brown, they've kind of lost that like real nine route guy. Not that Terry can't be that, but you'd like somebody to complement him with that speed. Give me some day two, day three, whether they're backs or receivers that you like, that you think Washington might be able to kind of identify.
Those that could take it to the house?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton on day two and then also day three. Jalen Noel out of Iowa State is one that I like quite a bit. That could be that home run guy down the field. You know, he's a little bit undersized. He's about 5'10", but he's real rocked up, has a real rocked up solid body, really good at the catch point as well, catches everything. I thought he was really good at the Senior Bowl, one of the more productive players there, and he really silenced a lot of critics during his performance there as well. I think he ends up going probably late second, early third, so they may have to target him a little bit earlier if what they want to, if they do end up wanting to get him. So Jalen Noel is one. Ty Felton out of Maryland,
yeah,
somebody
buddy.
I have a fourth-round grade on. He's somebody that's really exciting. He got off to a really good start last season, and then they had some inconsistencies at quarterback.
Yeah.
And, you know, that caused his numbers to taper off a little bit. So he's definitely one. But, you know, if you're looking for somebody on day three, Dante Thornton Jr. out of Tennessee is somebody that's really
my
intriguing
guy, dude.
As well. Yeah, I mean, big guy, 6'4", 205 pounds, ran 4.3 at the combine. So he has all the things that you want. He definitely can run. If you're looking for somebody that can be that down-the-field weapon, he definitely was that in Tennessee's offense. So he'll probably end up going in the fourth or the fifth round. So somebody that they want to target, you know, early to mid-day three, I definitely think he's going to be there on the board. And then this running backs. I mean, this running back class is loaded, guys. I have 31 draftable grades right now, and it's very reminiscent to that 2017 class. You know, we don't have the high-end marquee talent that one had. And if you remember, that was the Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon, Alvin Kamara. The list goes on and on with that class as far as how loaded it was. I think the depth is very similar to that class. And there was 30 running backs drafted in that one. I think we could get at least 30 drafted in this year's class. But if you're looking for somebody that has some speed, Bashal Tootin is one of Virginia Tech. I think he'll probably end up going in third or the fourth round. He's somebody that's really intriguing. Just has to clean up the ball security. Jaden Blue out of Texas is somebody that's really exciting as well, that zone scheme runner that can be that dynamic guy as far as being a home run hitter. And then one of my favorites is Breshard Smith out of SMU. He reminds me a lot of Tyrone Tracy, and we saw what he was able to do during his first season with the Giants. So they can have their pick of the litter as far as what type of bat that they want, but if they're looking for that home run hitter that can create those explosive plays, there's going to be a lot of guys probably in that third or fourth round range.
Third or fourth, that's cool.
Question for you, specific to the 2017 draft. Obviously, that was loaded with guys we knew from incredible college careers. Is Genty considered a brighter prospect than any of those guys?
I mean, like, I don't think back on it. Like Fournette and McCaffrey were dudes, man. And yeah. I mean, Genty's a dude, but Fournette was so good, and McCaffrey was really good as well, just because of his versatility. And I think Jesse, he's not as good of a prospect as, you know, Bijan and Saquon, in my opinion.
Okay,
but he's a tier below that. But I mean, he's a special prospect as well, just not on the same tier as those guys, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
Once he get out there, it's gonna be hard to catch him.
No doubt about that.
Hell yeah.
Well, dude, thank you so much for making time for
appreciate
us, man.
You, brother.
I know you're swamped. I appreciate it, dude.
No problem. Thank you guys as always.
All right. That's our guy, Jordan Reed. Give him a follow at Jordan_Reed, R-E-I-D. Make sure you check out all his work at ESPN.com. I want to talk about some of these later round receivers and backs that Jordan has his eye on. Plus, Barstool Nate joins us.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At 11. Lanville, I want to get to that Masters thing, but the segment's so short that I wanted to touch on something specific to the draft. We just had Jordan Reed from ESPN on. If you missed any of that interview, get on the Odyssey app, get on the podcast, listen to it. Jordan Reed is wired in. He knows things, as does Ian Rappaport. Earlier this morning, Rap Sheet said the Dolphins and seven-time Pro Bowl corner Jalen Ramsey are mutually set to explore trade options, and it wouldn't be a surprise if he played elsewhere next year. He's due $25 million fully guaranteed this year. What do we make of Jalen Ramsey at this point?
He's not the player he was from years back.
He turns 31 on Halloween.
But at one point, he was the best corner out there. I don't know if he's that anymore. Had a few injuries, and he still have that belief that he is that guy.
Been traded twice. Yeah. And about to be a third, sounds like.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're trying to trade a dude now, if you're Miami.
I mean, he's become a problem to them. They don't want to deal with the headache.
Yo, and it almost seems like it's going to be a salary dump. Like, if you're trading a dude now that you have to pay $25 million no matter what, like, you're probably getting way less value than you should.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah. I just saw this. My boy Hayden Winks works over at Underdog, and he said this. This once would have seemed unthinkable, but if you think about what Miami has going on, their roster has gotten old. They missed the playoffs last year. Tua, whatever the Tua situation is kind of a zoo. There's already talk about Tyreek wanting out. I mean, Tyreek's been kind of all over the place.
Yep.
Do you think there's better odds of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey being on the Dolphins this year, both of them?
Or being off?
Or both gone?
Both gone.
You don't get to pick one. You have to pick both on or both off.
Both gone.
I do too, man.
I think that's the highest rate right there. Listen, when people have issues that lead off the field and they are discussed often and then you become a problem, the NFL will let you go. Point blank.
Dude, I wonder, there's always a market for talented players. Ramsey,
but your talent has to match your salary
and your pain in the assness.
And yeah, are they still that talented to where people will pay them whatever they want?
Ramsey did play all 17 games last year, first non-Pro Bowl season in the last four. But I mean, dude, he was a two-time All-Pro for the Rams in 20 and 21. Like when they won that Super Bowl, he was a huge.
He was a beast.
But
his production was down last year.
But you know what also helped? Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
You know, like, there are a lot of, I mean, Miami, who was the big D tackle they had that left? Christian Wilkins, I want to say was his name. I think Miami, especially when McDaniel first got there and they got Tyreek and that offense was humming. Yeah, I think Miami never should have let Wilkins walk. I think they spent money in the wrong spots, but regardless. They really thought they had something in Miami. Then Tua gets hurt right before the playoffs. They lose to the Bills. It's been a steady decline there. I think their salary cap situation's messy. I think you got to almost hit the reset button because
they went for it.
They went for it.
And it didn't work. Now they got to figure it out.
And, dude, you've got too many combustible parts for me.
That part.
And when you got combustible parts and you're – it's one thing if you visit Miami or these guys live in Miami in the offseason. I think adding Miami to the equation for dudes – I think Tyreek's from down that way, certainly lives there full time. Like, I just think that creates so much more stuff for dudes that got stuff. Tyreek Hill – cap number this year is $27 million. Jalen Ramsey cap number this year is $17 million. Here's why.
That 17 isn't bad.
Dude, the hits you take, Tyreek, if you try to cut Tyreek, it's a $56 million dead money hit.
Ooh.
If you try to cut Jalen Ramsey, it's a $50 million dead money hit. This is what happens when you let Drew Rosenhaus
But that's
and
the thing
Dave
about
Mulgeta negotiate your salary cap, dude.
But it's when you go for players.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know that those players have issues. And you say, I'm trying to hit it now. If you don't win that thing in 2 years, you may as well reset. When you got a person that has a problem and an attitude, it's 2-3 years max. You got to move on.
Dude, I think this is going to be a chaotic draft. I don't think it's crazy if Miami wants to consider Shador.
What pick 13. Miami have? It's a possibility.
I think the Sanders show is not who the Sanders are. I think they are football people, and I think Shador was really good when he was on the field. Barstool Nate joins us next.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.